Okay, no discharge areas program. Again, the Division of Water Quality Management coordinates with EPA and the No Discharge Areas program, which creates federally designated areas where discharges from boats are prohibited. There are currently 5 such areas in the waters of the state of Maine. Underground injection control program. This program within the, again, Water Quality Management regulates the subsurface discharge of pollutants to underground injection wells such as floor drains. Another program, another activity we have is the sand salt pile program. This controls the effects on groundwater and drinking water from piles of uncovered salt and sand salt mixtures. Finally, we get to a program that's not in Brian's division. Hydropower and dams. Under the provisions of the Federal Clean Water Act, staff within the department's Division of Land Resources Regulation issues water quality certifications to ensure that hydropower and non-hydropower projects will meet state water quality requirements. Staff also responds to petitions to set pond water levels, and staff recently permitted the first commercial grid-connected tidal energy project in the country. Invasive aquatic species. This program was established in 2001 in order to, one, prevent introductions of invasive aquatic species through education and boat inspections, two, facilitate early detection through the training of volunteers who survey water bodies for invasive species, and three, manage existing infestations within state waters, with efforts ranging from rapid response to small new infestations to multi-year removal of large established infestations. And to give you an idea of the scale of the boat inspection program, not last year, but the year before, we conducted over 76,000 boat inspections. Significant groundwater withdrawals. The Maine legislature. Oh, question?
Question.
Sorry, a question. The success of this in terms of, you're talking primarily about milfoil at this point?
That's one of the, yeah, primarily.
Primarily. And how much milfoil is there in Maine? I know in the Belgrade Lakes there are a bunch of those that are still, that actually are infected. We've kept it out of many, but not all.
Yeah. We're really done a great job of containing it to the southern third of the state. I think there's 23 water bodies that have some degree of milfoil infestation that are under the long-term removal programs. But in all of New England, we're doing the best of keeping that border in the southern third of the state for infestations.
Yes. Representative Welch.
Thank you. And then that's being overseen more by IFMW, right? That's not this committee? Are we talking? Are we getting the milfoil? Seems like that was.
All right.
Did I answer the question? This is in this is a DEP program. Right?
Yeah. Okay.
Here. We've got to take care of business here.
Put it down on the hands.
That's our enforcement arm right there.
It's like a collection at church.
That's right. And if you don't pay her, I send him. So
I'm prepaid.
Okay.
Significant groundwater withdrawals as they started. The legislature directed the department to license significant groundwater wells under the Natural Resources Protection Act to ensure protection of this resource. The department is now in the process of submitting the data collected on these withdrawals to a third-party peer review process, as also required in that legislation. Chapter 587, which is the in-stream flows and lake and pond water levels rule, as allowed by statute, a recent decision by the department gave the agricultural community 5 years to come into compliance with Chapter 587. To help facilitate compliance with this rule, the department is currently working with the Maine Agricultural Water Management Board to implement a financing mechanism for agricultural operations to install irrigation systems that protect flow levels of streams and rivers. And this funding mechanism is the State Revolving Loan Program, as I mentioned earlier.
Yes, Senator Gratlich.
Thank you. Can you give me a little bit more history about that?
I think it was originally passed. The the legislation that drove this chapter development was like 6 years ago, I believe, and it gave a 5-year window. In that time, the only funding source to help farmers with their irrigation projects to help protect the water levels was coming from NRSC. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Federal government program that didn't really, it was a very long, cumbersome program, and they didn't have a lot of money to give out. So it was just this past year, past few months, that we were looking into the state revolving loan program. We found that we can use those monies to also help farmers install these irrigation systems. And we really think that in the next 5 years we're going to get all the farmers in line. I think there's 45 of them. And we're going to get the systems installed, and so we'll be in compliance with the rule.
Okay. I'm sorry, just so I understand. So this means that if I'm a farmer, I will not be able to draw from the nearby stream or lake. I'll have to get some other well source, or
no.
It has the runoff
It's storage during times of the year when the river levels or stream levels are higher. You can take that water off into a storage lagoon, and then you irrigate during the drier times of the year from that storage lagoon, always maintaining a minimum flow for that stream. And basically, it's maintaining habitat in the stream.
Right. Very good.